Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we just can't get over how awesome this weather has been the last few days. It's just great. We thank you so much for giving us these beautiful days. We thank you for allowing us to be out here and having fun. But it wouldn't be a Sunday if we didn't bring you into it. This is your day, and everything we do, we want to do for your glory, Father. Lord, as we get ready to read from your word, I just ask that you would minister through me, Lord. Just speak to everyone here. And we just thank you so much, Father. Just send your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. It's important that we're right with God. And it's important that we know Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Because without that, life just ain't hardly worth living. I mean, I remember before I knew Jesus, I was raised in the church, so I knew a lot about it, and I knew the direction I was going wasn't good, but I did it anyway. You put up these blinders, and you just kind of keep going like nothing's going to happen, because we all think we're invincible, at least when we're young. But even once we come to know Jesus, we're not immune to things in this world. And there's a verse I want to read out of John 16, it's verse 33. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And the part I want to focus on is that middle sentence there for a minute. It says, in this world you will have trouble. Right. Definitely. I mean, I don't know about you, but life ain't always rosy on this end. I mean, we have trouble. Jesus warned us about it, that it was going to be that way. It's not going to be easy. So the part I want to focus on this morning is, I mean, there's a lot of different troubles that can come your way, but the one I want to talk about this morning is sickness. Now, the world's full of sin. We know how sin came into the world. It came through Adam and Eve. They messed up, did the wrong thing, and we all inherited that. Because of that, you know, there's sin with the, you know, the Bible says it's a fallen world, and there's sin all around us. If we don't think that we're sinners, all we got to do is kind of look back on the week, and I'm sure we can find things that we did that we shouldn't have. And anything that we did that we shouldn't have, that's against what God says would be sin. So we all get there. But I want to focus just a little bit on sickness, like I said, because, you know, especially when you turn on the television, you know, you see that, you see these preachers that heal everybody and there's nobody supposed to be sick. I have friends that tell you that, you know, no matter what, you should never be sick if you're a Christian and all that stuff. So I thought, well, let's just kind of talk about it a little bit. And the one I want to read is out of John 9. It says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind. So this dude was blind, and immediately, you got to be doing something wrong. You know, that's what, you know, it couldn't be no other reason than other than you did something. So, you know, because of your sin, now you're sick. Well, Jesus says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the words of God might be displayed in him. Now, in this guy's case, the reason he was blind is because Jesus wanted to heal him and show that he could do that. So that is one reason that a person might be sick, because God's trying to show people, you know, the things that he can do. It always amazes me. I've seen people that are on their deathbed and, you know, they're sick with something. It may be cancer. I watched my mom die with cancer. And when you look at them, it's like, there is no way that there couldn't be an afterlife, because otherwise there's no way they could die the way they do. Because I know my mom, she suffered for 2 years with cancer. And, you know, I could have sat there and screamed and went, hey, God, why are you doing this? My mom doesn't deserve this. And no, she didn't. I don't think she did. But she still died of cancer. But she died at 100% peace. Now, that is a statement, and maybe that's the statement Jesus wanted to make when he healed this blind person. And, you know, maybe that's why he was he was blind, that Jesus could glorify God. Let's go on. Yeah, I want to read another verse. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, now is Paul talking. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, there's Paul, the guy that wrote a big part of the New Testament. From what we can tell, he was, you know, he had some kind of ailment. We don't know what it is. I mean, there's a lot of speculation as to what was wrong with Paul. But God allowed him to be that way to keep him from getting conceited. Now, I know with me, the better things go, the less I need God. It sounds terrible, and you're like, wow, you're supposed to be a preacher, and you're saying that. Yeah, but I'm still human. When things are going good, we don't need any help. So, like with Paul right here, you know, he says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I must trust God. Just trust me with this. I'm going to leave this there to remind you how bad you need me. Because without him, we can't do anything. And it helps us from getting conceited. So that could be a reason why some things are the way they are. And we're like, okay, yeah, but you know, I watch some of these TV preachers. They say anybody can be healed as long as they trust God. Yes, we serve a God that can heal. I believe that 100%. I've seen healings. My wife had her knee healed. But they call it a miracle for a reason, because it doesn't happen all the time. And like in 2 Timothy, Paul's talking, you know, he's writing to Timothy. It says, Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus, which I doubt that I pronounced these words right, but you know, he left someone sick there and went on to the next town. In other words, he did not heal that person. Now, if Paul didn't heal him, why couldn't he heal him at that point? For some reason, he couldn't. We don't know. But to me, that shows not everybody is going to get a healing. It just doesn't work that way. And then again, Paul talking to Timothy, it says, stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. So Timothy struggled. So Christian people do struggle with sickness. It does happen. But what do we do? I mean, like I said earlier, like when my mom was dying of cancer, do I just run around and just get angry and cuss out God and all that stuff? I'm sure he could take it, but that's not what he wants. So I'm going to read another verse here, because the Bible always says this stuff better than I can. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now that was in Jeremiah in the Old Testament. He was saying that to the Israelites. But I firmly believe we can apply that to us. That his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us. Now, is that physically? See, we always look at like life as such a huge thing. The Bible says it's just like a fleeting vapor. Here and then gone. Boof. It's just the start. And, you know, you can maybe look at it like this is boot camp for the real thing. That's how I always thought that, you know, because life's not easy. I mean, we struggle through it and we work through it. But the real thing is what we got to look at, and it's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to look at, well, the here and now is what's important. And, yes, I do agree. Even so, we know that, you know, God's plans are not to harm us. He's, you know, to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope in the future. But that future could be on the other side. And I want to read another verse out of Proverbs. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Here we go again. You know, the whole thing's about trust in God. And it's so hard to trust somebody that you can't see. But the thing that's amazing about God is the more you serve him and the more you submit to him, the more you start seeing things that he does. And then when things start getting rough and get bad around you, then you can look back at them and go, I remember when he did this. I remember when this happened and he did this. And that over here happened and he did that. So that can encourage us and strengthen us. And that can, you know, it makes things a heck of a lot easier than when you only focus on the negative. And verse 15 out of Psalms 86 says it really good. It says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." That's the kind of God I like. And I'm glad that's the kind of God that we serve. But to really make it work, one, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the first step. We got to know Jesus. And the Bible says that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. And I believe that. Now, if somebody wants to believe something else, that's their choice. But if I'm right and they're wrong, they're having some real issues. And, of course, I believe that they would be wrong. So the first thing we'd have to do is come to know Jesus, believe that he's our Savior. And then the next thing we got to do is we got to humble. It says right here in 1 Peter, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." That's basically says it all. So the point I want to make with my message this morning, when we all know Jesus is first, we got to have that first. Then we got to remember God's compassionate and gracious. We got to look at all the good things he does for us and remember them. I even know people that keep a journal of good things that he's done. Because we so easily, you know, it's just like when you're working for someone, you're always doing a good job, you know, and they remember that, and you mess up once, that's the thing they remember the most. And that's kind of how I think we are with God. You know, he does all these good things for us, and then something doesn't go our way, that's the one that we want to hang on to. So, Jesus first, God is compassionate and gracious second, that way we can trust him. We have to humble ourselves and cast our anxieties on him, and that's what will make life easier than what it has been to this point if we're not there right now. With that, I'd like to close. Dear Lord God, we just love you so much. We thank you that you make it easy. We're the ones that make it hard. Because we don't trust, we don't want to submit. If we submit to you, we're not in control, and you are. And human beings just don't like to not be in control. So, Father, I just ask right now that you touch every one of us here. And if anybody doesn't know your son, I ask that you would stir their heart, that they would come to the realization that they do need Jesus. And the ones that already know Jesus, I know there's burdens in their lives, there's stuff in their life that's tough. We've had friends that are sick, but we don't know if they're going to make it. I mean, all this different stuff. Just help us to remember that it's all for good, even if we can't see it in this time of pain. We don't understand why things happen the way they do. And that's where the faith comes in. So we just thank you so much, Lord. Father, I just ask that you'd be with us throughout this day, protect us, watch over us, and just let us have a good time in you. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming.